Let's send it back out to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with a man that I think would be perfect for a dunk tank. Splash. John Boggs.
I've already been on the internet and ordered your floaties.
Oh, man.
Special size for you.
Oh, thanks.
They're tractor tires.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Thanks a lot, big man.
I'm obligated to mention another event. Mayor Randy Giesman stopped by a little earlier this morning and asked me to mention the Jefferson Jackson dinner tomorrow night, Friday, July 13th at the John Jay Center. There will be a meet and greet at 6 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $15, and the featured speaker will be the Indiana Democratic governor nominee, John Gregg, Kevin Boyd, the 3rd District House of Representatives nominee, and Andy Schimmenauer, State Representative District 33 nominee, and all the local candidates will be there. But this is a pretty big event. We're going to have a gubernatorial candidate here in town speaking, so if you want to stop out and hear what his platform is. Again, that's at the John Jay Center at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And going on this week is the Pennville Legion Lions Fair. We actually got in a day late. It started yesterday, right, Cindy?
Yes, it did.
We have Cindy Adair and Joe Vincent stayed to talk about the fair because I understand Joe is president of the Lions, is that it?
For a couple weeks now, yeah. Very new to the presidency of the Lions Club.
Okay, and of course it says the Legion Lions Fair. I'm sure Joe would rather have it say the Lions Legion Fair, but we'll see how that goes. Let's talk about what happened yesterday and then get into what's going to happen. What kind of events did you kick the fair off with, Cindy?
Yesterday we had the introduction of the King and Queen candidates, which those will be crowned on Friday at 5:30. We had the youth sheep show, which we had a very good attendance for. Todd Berry was our entertainment for the night, which is free all week. Our entertainment is free thanks to all of our sponsors. So we encourage everyone to come out for the entertainment because there is no charge. It is free entertainment.
Now, is that pretty consistent time each night then, the entertainment?
Yes, every night it starts at 7. Saturday, it will start at 8.
Okay. Okay, and then, well, let's talk about today. Joe, what do we got going on today?
Sure, today we've actually got Kids Day. There are just tons and tons of great events for kids. One of the cool things I see this year is the Kitty Tractor Pull.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I think they have that on the basketball courts, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And that's going to be at 5 p.m. And there's also a pet parade. And I believe we do have prizes for the winners of the kids' games. And I know that the Lions Club will be giving out free ice cream cups and hot dogs to the kids as well today.
And I want to stop you there. Jeffrey O., the kids tractor pull is not kids pulling a tractor. It's little kids on a tractor pulling other things. I just want to make sure you know that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Joe, I've already ordered you a tractor there.
Then tonight we've got the Youth Swine Show, which starts at 6 p.m. And then every night we do have licensed bingo every night at the fair as well.
Okay. And then tonight the entertainment is?
Tonight the entertainment is Green River Boys.
Now, that sounds to me like a bluegrass band. Is it?
Yes. That it certainly is. They are bluegrass.
Okay. Well, all you bluegrass fans, make sure you mark it on your calendar to get over there tonight. Is there good food at the Pennville Fair?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Tons of good food. I know we've got several vendors that are providing food this year. I've seen just giant elephant ears and tenderloins.
We have elephant ears, breaded giant tenderloins. Of course, our famous lion burgers. We have those. The Delts are doing the elephant ears.
Well, you know, if you were here, and you were here a little earlier, and I was talking with Casey Waters, I went through the Summer Slim Down. Nobody knows why I do it. It's so I can go to the fair and eat what I want to eat.
Yeah.
But fair food is wonderful. We're looking forward to that. What's going to be going on the Friday and Saturday then?
Okay, well, Friday we're going to have the crowning of the King and Queens. That's at 5:30. The dairy goat, meat and dairy goat show starts at 6. Mm-hmm. Also, licensed bingo starts at 6. We also having a motorcycle show this year. I think this is the second year for that. I think Renegades here in Portland is putting that together for us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So hopefully that's a good turnout. The entertainment for Friday night is When Rock Met Country.
Okay. That's kind of self-explanatory.
Exactly.
There.
Self-explanatory.
That's not bluegrass. Okay. And then Saturday you start at 9 in the morning. And what do you have going on there?
We have a lot going on Saturday. The dog show starts at 9. And the horse and pony show starts at 10, and it is at a new location this year. We were able to obtain the lot across the street from the park, so we've been able to bring the horse show back to town, where previously it's been held out of town at Larry Mosier's place.
Okay.
So we were able to bring that back to town, and hopefully that is going to help the kids from having to run back and forth mm-hmm. from there. Okay. And that starts at 10. We are also having a barbecue grill cook-off, so any of you famous grillers out there, come out and cook your ribs. It'll be a spare rib cook-off.
What's that? I think I hear Jeffrey O volunteering to be a judge. But
oh, yeah, that would be very good. My ears perked up when you said that.
Yeah, I know
okay.
You did.
Well, there's the registration for that. Is the cook's meeting starts at 1:30. And then the judging will be at 6 for the barbecue grill cook-off.
Oh, man. So you got to wait from 1:30 until 6 to judge
it? Well, they've
got
to have time to cook it.
Oh, okay.
They cook it on site.
Okay.
And now you got other food at the Pennville Fair, so, you know, come on.
I may be full by 6 o'clock. And, of course, the big parade. The theme this year is what?
The theme is Summer Olympics.
Oh, that'll be neat. That'll be neat. What is the parade route?
The parade will start at the school, the elementary school,
uh-huh.
go through town and around by the fire station and end up back at the park.
Okay. Okay. Good. A good route. So you got plenty of space to sit down and watch the parade.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you have the fire people there, fire station, doing the water ball.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They do the water ball each year. That's a pretty neat event if you've never seen that.
You want to make sure you pick out where you're going to watch it from real carefully.
Well, it depends on if you want to get wet or not.
Yeah. If it's a hot day, I'm sure you
stand a little closer. We'll take care of it.
Okay. And then you have your the Cornhole Tournament, which is sponsored by the Lions Club.
Yep, the Cornhole Tournament's at 4. This is our second year doing that, and we actually have built our own cornhole boards again this year. Uh-huh. We build 4 sets. The winning team actually gets their choice of one set of boards and bags that they get to take with them for winning, and then the other 3 sets we actually raffle off.
Oh.
And those are done Saturday after the tournament's over.
Okay. And then the cook-off again is at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then tell me about Jeff J. Smith.
Well, he is new to us this year. Actually, Dave Milligan has scheduled all of our entertainment this year, and he's been the scout for all the entertainment, and he's lined him up. And
uh-huh.
I have seen Jeff J. on YouTube. He's got a pretty good act going.
Okay.
So we're very excited to see what he's got to offer.
If he's famous enough to be on YouTube, then
yes,
he ought to be a great musician.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you end up with the Blues Factor.
The Blues Factor, and if I'm not mistaken, one of the guys in the Blues Factor is a local Pennville guy, so we're really excited about that. They are a very good band.
Actually, I've seen the Blues Factor several times. They are very good, very entertaining, and very. They got a lot of variety in their show. Let's talk about the important thing, the sponsors. I know you got a big list of sponsors, but let's go down and make sure we give everybody acknowledgement here.
Sure. We have tons of sponsors. We'd like to thank all of them. They make this fair possible. Without them, it'd be very, very hard to put this on. So we've got Harris Mechanical, Happner Furniture and Carpet, A Place to Grow, Adair Processing, Wampum Hardware, McLean Show Pigs, Hanlon Real Estate, Helena Chemical, Paysetter Bank, FCC of Portland, Jay County Beverage, Clear Chiropractic, Progressive Office Products, Bryant Combine, Walker Glancy Funeral Home.
We also have the Pennville Feed Service, the Pennville Pantry, the Pennville American Legion, Williamson Spencer Funeral Home, Burn Ready Mix, Dave's Heating and Cooling, Jay County REMC, Crossroads Federal Credit Union, Main Source Bank, Beyond the Gilted Willow, First Merchants Bank, Millet A1, Farm Credit Services, and Corwin Trenching.
Wow, that's a lot of businesses
involved.
If they just show up, you're going to have a crowd there. I also see the Lions Club is going to be serving breakfast Saturday morning.
We are. We've done that the past few years. We try to mix up our menu a little bit. Sometimes we'll do a pancake and sausage. Sometimes we'll do a biscuit and gravy. Just to, I guess, mix it up and make sure people aren't bored.
So if you're not too full of fair food, come out and have breakfast
come
Saturday.
Come out and have breakfast.
That's a great way to start off with the fair food, the biscuits and gravy. And I'm sure Jeffrey O's probably writing that down, too. He asked me to bring a menu back to the station every time we do one of these shows.
We'll save a plate.
All right.
Just don't bring John. I want it.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Well, folks, we thank you very much for being with us. Know that the Pennville Fair gets a pretty good crowd, and they have some great entertainment, lots of different activities. We appreciate it. We appreciate you being here, but we appreciate you putting in the effort to put on the fair.
Well, thanks for having us. We enjoy putting it on. It's a community event, and we really enjoy it.
Excellent. So if you want some fair food, get over to Pennville between now and what is it, 9 o'clock Saturday, 10 o'clock Saturday night?
Yes, okay. 10 o'clock Saturday.
All right. Jeffrey O, let's go back to you.
Do you need it back again?
I don't know. Do you want to give it back to me again?
I can. I'm just asking.
No, I would like to say thank you to our guests today. And let me go through who our guests have been. We had Jack Houck and Casey Waters and Lori Bantz for the Jay County Community Center. Jeannie Houchins and Joe Vinson for the Norm Vinson Poker Run. And Cindy Adair and Joe Vinson for the Pennville Lions, Legion Lions Fair. I do want to thank Dave Hall of Ponderosa. You know, sometimes we get this program going, we have so many guests, I don't thank our host. The crew here at Ponderosa does a wonderful job serving breakfast and hosting this event, and Dave has just been very, very gracious. So we want to thank him and remind people to stop out and tell Dave that you enjoy the Breakfast Club so he knows he's getting his money's worth here. Lots of activities happening this weekend. Don't forget the Summer Swim V, of course the fair, but also Joe Hilty's Lemonade for Soldiers Stand. That'll be open Friday the 13th in front of the First Merchants Bank. And Jeff, I'll tell you what, maybe I'll just take you up after work and buy you a lemonade.
Hey, that would be good. That'd be refreshing.
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
So, one last thing.
You're not done?
Yeah, I got one last thing. my grandson has a five-year birthday party on Saturday, but he's going to be out of town, so I want to tell him happy birthday a little bit early.
Man.
Happy birthday, Jesse Brown.
That means you have to get him a special gift then.
I did that last night.
Oh, very good.
We got him some roller skates.
And you wanted to tell him on the air what you got him?
No, he got him last night.
Oh, okay. I was going, wow, okay.
No. I'm kind of dense, but not that dense. You're still not going to talk me into getting into that dunk tank.
I still think you get around, but anyway.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Jeff. Only you get your humor.
Oh, yeah, I know. there's a backing to my madness, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's both keep our fingers crossed that we get a little rain the next few days.
Yes, we do need it.
All right. Well, we'll do this again. We're going to have our next Breakfast Club. Instead of 2 weeks, we're going to do it next week. And we're going to have the Jay County Fair Queen, Julie Hunt and the Fair Queen. We're going to have Trent Paxson and Donald Gillespie and Bob Lyons and the whole crew from the Classics events at the Jay County Fair. So tune in next Thursday at 7:30 a.m. and we'll do this all over again.
All right. Be there, be square, John.
All right, practice your swimming.
Okay. I'll hold my breath.